That Local Shows podcast.
EMA.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh. I know.
Make it sound so scary.
That was James's shout.
What does
obviously.
EMA stand for?
Education Maintenance Allowance. Oh, yeah. You're welcome.
Oh, he's been doing his research.
Do you actually know that, or did you just make that up?
No, it actually it's gone on the website.
How do you know that?
Because I can read.
Don't be so nuts.
I can read too. Not very well, but still.
No, I swear that's what it is.
Do you find, this is really random, but do you find in the holiday you can't, like, you haven't been at school for a while or college, and you can't do the really simple things anymore? Like, you can't add up 2 + 2 or something.
Yeah.
You get really out of it, don't
Ever
you?
Since I've stopped doing English, my writing has got really... You can see, actually, if you go on the website.
James, your writing was never anything special.
Awful. There's so many grammar mistakes. Shut up.
You just don't care, do you? It just goes.
Why are we letting you write the website then, James, if your grammar's shocking?
Well, because I'm awesome.
Not really. Yeah. So, EMA.
Yeah,
EMA. Why are we all over the place this week, guys?
God. So that's my fault, usually. It's me come up with something random.
I know. Keep us on track, people. Right. EMA.
That worked.
It didn't at all. I was trying to do the whole shuffling papers thing.
Hang on. Right.
Right. You still can't pull it off. We need a decent sound effect for that, please. Right, I want some emails in, please, about EMA and the search and whether you think it's a good idea. What is, like, I want to know about the bonuses, because I hear about people going, oh, I got my EMA bonus. And what you get it for and how much, like...
I can tell you that, you know.
...time you have to put in at college or school to get the bonuses, etc.
You have to be there loads. I do get EMA.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
How much a week? Go on, make me jealous.
£30 a week.
Is that the maximum you can get?
I think so, yeah.
What was it range between 10 and 30?
I think so, yeah. As far as I know, the people that do get it get 30 usually. But some people cheat it. Some people do it, like, if their parents are divorced, they do it off one income, but they'll still see their...
This is what, like, we brought this up on the show.
Yeah.
Because it can be... The system can be cheated.
Absolutely. I've got a couple of emails here I'm going to read out. This is John. I've got no surname. It says, I need my EMA as I can't work. There should be more criteria to fill so people don't cheat the system. Interesting.
That's quite a good point.
Yeah. Right. That's pretty much what you were just saying. That's quite weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let's just restart that, refresh and get some more emails in. Chris says, EMA is great. That's really exciting, isn't it?
Yeah. Thank you, Chris.
George said he's loving the website. That's slightly off topic, but thank you anyway. That's www.thatlocalshow.co.uk.
It's not finished, is it, Sam?
No.
It's not finished.
It's good.
It will be better.
Keep looking at it, though, because it is wow good.
It is good. I was quite impressed. And I'm not easily impressed.
That's true. I've got another email here from Sarah. They're all coming in now. Look at this. Maybe people actually want to talk about EMA, because I've got like 3 or 4 on the same topic. It says, Sarah's straight to the point, people cheat the system. Explanation
Thank
mark.
You, Sarah. Do you think she's the sort of person that goes, hi, I'm Sarah, even if you don't know her?
Do you reckon?
I think so, yeah. I think
you do that, James.
Yeah. Hi, I'm James, nice to meet you.
No, you go, hi, I'm James from That Local Show, producer.
God.
Executive, no, that's getting way too carried away. Why do we have to give him a microphone, seriously? So, Rach, you would say, obviously, the EMA is a good thing.
Well, I wasn't saying that necessarily. Well, the way I see it is people that do get EMA get asked all the time, do you think it's a bad thing? I'm thinking, well, they're not going to say it's a bad thing because they get it. As selfish as that sounds. Do you know what I mean, though? Someone that gets EMA isn't going to go, oh, no, people shouldn't get EMA. Because I think the idea is that, I mean, I think it's quite openly discussed, but at the end of the day, you don't usually talk about money, do you? Because it is a touchy subject. And at the end of the day, people that get EMA half the time... Just because it's expected that other people's parents should give the money to them.
What, so, like, if you're not getting EMA, you should get that amount in pocket money? Is that...
I think that's their theory behind it.
I get 30 quid in pocket money.
Like, you do or you don't?
Don't.
Yeah, like, most people don't, but their theory will be, oh, your parents should give it to you. And it's for transport, usually. And for, like...
But you can ask your, like... You can ask the college and things that you go to help fund transport. I know people in my course that have done that.
Yeah, but people don't usually like doing that, do they?
I don't know. It's sort of such a grey area how easy it is to cheat the system.
It's quite hard to talk about on the air as well without causing harm and offence.
That's very true. But no, I like the topic.
I mean, I do get people, you know, one of my actual really close friends was like, oh, I don't agree with EMA, I can't believe you get it. And I felt like saying to her, like, at the end of the day, maybe it's because you just have more money than me, and like that would have probably shut her up, do you know what I mean? Because it is a touchy subject. It was the fact she was saying to my face, like, I can't believe you get EMA. I was like, all right. It's not my fault. Do you know what I mean?
It's not my fault. I'm not rich.
I'm not gonna refuse it, am I?
That's a good point. But what do you think to people that would rather sort of get EMA and that sort of puts them off getting a job? In the sense that they're getting at least £20-30 a week and that puts them off looking for a job.
That's a good point, actually.
That's a bad thing, isn't it, surely? Mm.
I work for a living.
Congratulations. But no, if you get an EMA as well, I suppose, would you want a job?
But you can still work, can't you? And your wages don't count towards EMA.
No, like, I could get a job. I don't have a job, but I could get a job and I'd still get EMA. Because it's to do with your parents' income, not yours.
That's very true.
And
a lot
of people that have EMA don't have a job, so is that related? Or?
That's what I'm thinking. The fact that why would they need one if they're earning that or getting that amount anyway?
Yeah, because...
I don't know, that's why I want to hear your views. Greg at thatlocalshow.co.uk. Another plug, yes!
We'll pick it up later, maybe.
I think we should do. I want to come back to this, because I want to get some more emails in, please. And see what people think, because obviously lots of people are going to have opinions on that. Probably we'll get the whole one side that are getting it.
That is very one-sided, isn't it?
The other side, I don't get it. Almost like I don't want to use the word jealousy, or like...
Yeah, but some people really cheat the system. Like, isn't there a certain amount of hours you have to do to get it, and they will do literally up to that hour
and
then claim it.
How does it work with you, Reg, if you don't mind saying?
I get a sixth form, and if you get EMA, they will chase you up. If you don't get a form, you'll get a letter saying if you can't say why you weren't there, you won't get your EMA for a week. And once I got a negative referral because I didn't hand some homework in, and I didn't get my EMA for a week because I got a letter home saying you don't get your EMA because you got a negative referral. If you miss one lesson, but if you can, like, for instance, I was ill a couple of days, so I said, oh, I was ill, and they still gave me my EMA. So some people could, as long as they get a note from their parents, they could skive off
they
school,
could skive
say
it
they were ill,
like
and
it.
Still get the EMA. I mean, I don't know.
And they could be
that.
Working while they're saying they're ill.
Yeah, exactly. It's a bit touchy, but... Yeah, they
anyway,
do chase you up loads.
That's true. I'm going to pick up on this later on, I reckon, because I want to get some more people's opinion.
Rachel's top tips, only on That Local Show.
If you buy chocolate, don't leave it in your pocket because it'll melt.
Rachel's top tips, only on That Local Show.
Sorry, back on topic.
Back
James's
to my game.
Woo!
Okay, first we need to blindfold Rachel.
This should be interesting.
This is really, really good for
and
radio.
And we're in the lift again.
Yep.
Oh, crap! Can we not just fake it?
See, regular listeners out there will know that James every week attempts to do some form of game / quiz. And as you're going to hear, Rachel has just been blindfolded.
Should I explain my game?
Go on.
Okay, my game is called What's in My School Bag? Now, Rachel has to put her hand into my school bag and guess what the item is. While they sort out the microphone. And in my bag, there are lots of items related to school.
I'll tell you what, we're going to film this and put it on the website. We're going to have to.
There's like different things. And I've got some good sound effects lined up, such as if Rachel gets it right, we get this one. And if Rachel gets it wrong, we get this one.
Brilliant, they're exactly the
and
same.
And if you really don't know, it's... There we go.
See?
Okay, so, Rachel, can you see?
No!
Okay, put your
hand.
Rachel is putting her hand in my school
Rach,
bag.
Rach, you need to explain what you can feel, please.
Okay, have you found something in the school bag?
No.
Can you explain what it feels like?
Have you got an item?
I have got an item.
What do you think it is, Rachel?
I think it's a CD.
Let's have a look. It was a CD. Let's read the description. Okay, where's my thing gone? Here we go.
Yet again, James.
CD. Bus journeys can be very long. Remember to take any generic music players, but keep them in your locker in the daytime so they don't get pinched.
There's no CD in here.
Yeah, we're uniquely funded, so there we go. Okay.
Why is this kid the producer? I cannot understand.
Would you like to have a go in a minute, Greg?
Right, hang on.
Yeah, go on.
It's quite fun. Right,
I should explain, this is a generic cartoon programmed, themed bag. Okay, what do you think it is, Rachel?
I'm pretty 100% sure that it's a book.
It is a book.
For the sounds of it.
And this is the book by Barack Obama, his life story.
Can I have a go?
Sam, come around then, we'll have a go. Rachel did get that one right, so let's have kids cheering.
Instead of you want to complain out there to the shocking quality of James's quiz / game, then please feel free to email James at That Local Show. Try not to slag him off too much, but seriously, we need to work on this.
Right, here we go.
Can I take the blindfold off?
I haven't seen what's in the bag yet, so...
Oh, sorry.
I wish you could see that. James just sort of... No, Rachel just sort of...
I'm so sorry.
beat it up Sam.
Did you just get a whack off Rachel?
Yeah, she's assaulting me.
As soon as you get out of that seat, Sam, it all goes wrong. Okay, here we go. Right.
I haven't got a scarf on.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Just look away. Like, don't tell anyone.
Not
right,
looking.
Here we go.
I'm not looking.
Sam's hand is in my bag.
Oh, God, what the hell is that?
What do you think it is, Sam?
I haven't got anything yet. Hang on. Oh, hang on. I think I've got something.
What do you think it is?
Is that a water bottle?
It is a water bottle. Well done. Now, let me read my description.
Don't I get a chair?
Oh, what happens to those awesome sound effects?
Yay! Water! It is very important that you keep hydrated at school to keep your brain working, and you won't turn out like Alex Burton.
Can I just I like put something out? Kids, do not write water on a bottle like that, because you get bullied.
Really?
Yes.
Is that your experience? Greg, would you like a go?
Yeah, I'm not moving though.
Okay, here we go.
Are you lazy?
Is your hand in my school bag?
Why are we doing this?
What do you think you've got, Greg?
All innuendos aside.
It's a stapler.
Okay, drop that one then, because how come everyone's right?
Because it's a bit obvious.
I haven't used my boo sound effect yet. Okay.
Oh,
well done. Stapler. You never know. That's what the description is. You might need
so you can fire it at people.
Okay, let's have... Rachel, do you want another go?
As long as I have to put the blindfold back on.
You nearly went into the drunk kit.
I'm just going to repeat James's email address out there if anyone wants to complain about this. That's james@thatlocalshow.co.uk. Thank you very much.
Don't fire staples at me.
What is that?
Oh, grab it, that's quite a good one. Okay, what do you think it is, Rachel?
An apron? No.
An apron?
No, it's not an apron.
Oh, she should get the booing one.
No!
Go on, boo her.
Can I?
Go on, guess.
No, is it like a what's it called, a handkerchief?
I'm sorry, Rachel, but...
No. Why would they're cheering?
A cleaning.
It's a boo. Listen.
Oh, okay, maybe.
And then
is.
We have this one.
Oh, same. There's a subtle difference.
Oh,
very
it.
Subtle.
Why would someone have a cleaning item in their bag?
I can actually tell you now.
Oh, really?
Where's it gone? Just during college.
They just love
if
this
living
lift
at
music.
College. So if you're living in at college, remember to keep the place clean so you don't get rats.
I don't think someone with a Ben 10 bag is going to be going to college.
But the cartoons are available.
Did you buy that bag purely for this quiz? Or
yes.
You clearly wore it for the whole of high school, didn't you? Isn't that so
obvious?
Is that
your old school bag?
I went to college.
That's what I just said, if you're at college.
Why? Okay. Should we do one more and then we'll go to some music?
Yes.
So who would like to do the one more?
Yeah, get Rachel to
Rachel,
she's hilarious.
She's having a paddle. Go on then, Rachel. Rachel's hand is in my school bag.
Wonder where you're going, though.
Yeah, it is. Right. I've got something.
Have you got a firm grasp of what's in my school bag? What do you think it is, Rachel?
It's very small, whatever it is.
Put the chair on quick.
Hang on.
What do you think it is, Rachel?
A camera.
Yay! It's a camera. Remember when you were at school to take lots of pictures, because one day you could tell your children what was in your school bag. And that has been the hit quiz show, What's in My School Bag?
Rachel's Top Tips, only on That Local Show.
Never go shopping when you're actually really hungry, because you'll buy so much food and you won't eat it all.
Rachel's Top Tips, only on That Local Show. Get interactive with That Local Show now. Click thatlocalshow.co.uk.